Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a remote coach and certified riding instructor. I encourage equestrians to feel safe, confident, and connected to their horses. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about preventing burnout. A few of my clients asked a general question. How do you prevent burnout? The real question is, how do we stay inspired? These are things that I remind myself, so I wanted to share them with you. Number one, take a few moments each morning to count your blessings. When you get into appreciation mode, everything shifts in your life. Number two, breathe deeper and slow down. The less frantic you are, the more zen and connected you can feel to the world. Number three, try something new every day, even if it's just brushing your teeth with the other hand. See what might happen. Number four, really thank your horses for allowing you to interact with them, especially riding them. It's an honor to be able to do what we do with these magnificent creatures. Number five, allow yourself to dream big. Write down some goals, whether they might be the most outrageous things you can think of, or simply something you think is possible for that month. Just write it down. If you forget about it later on, you can look back and think about how much closer you are to those dreams. It might really surprise you. Number six, take care of yourself first. Think about what your body might want in order to thrive. I started eating in a more primal way, and my body is so much happier. Each body will tell us if you get quiet enough to listen. Experiment on a menu. Just scan and allow your heart to guide you to what your body needs. Number seven, take time to just sit outside, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Connect with nature without any agenda. Let it revive you. Number eight, ask for clarity before you go to sleep. Allow yourself to know that your solutions will arrive when you wake up. Remember to give up the how of things and just allow the answers to flow. Number nine, ride more. Even if you just get on and walk around without any agenda, your horse might be surprised by how little you ask of him or her and show you some pretty wonderful things. Number 10, reach out to friends and others who inspire you. Give them a call or write them a letter to tell them what they mean to you. It might spark some fun things within yourself to get going. I hope you enjoyed these 10 things to help keep you inspired. If you'd like more information about Inspired Riding, you can follow me on facebook.com/inspiredriding or check out the website, inspiredriding.com. Thank you for listening, and may the horse be with you always.